The NFL Top 100 list is completely out. We're going to go through 10 through 1 right here. This is Rich Roll's Rant Begins right now. Again, everybody, thank you for listening to Rich's Rant. We're going to dive right in again to the NFL Top 100. The NFL Top 100 is an annual list that features the top 100 players in the National Football League as chosen by fellow NFL players. The rankings are based on an off-season poll organized by the NFL, whereby players vote on their peers based on their performance for the recent NFL season. Only players that are not retired in the next season are eligible for consideration. This is the eighth year that the NFL Top 100 has been done. So we're going to dive right in on it now. We have 10 as Aaron Rodgers, 9 Von Miller, 8 Drew Brees, 7 Aaron Donald, 6 Todd Gurley, 5 Le'Veon Bell, 4 Julio Jones, 3 Carson Wentz, 2 Antonio Brown, number 1 of course GOAT Tom Brady. So, let's kind of dissect this a little bit. I'm not going to lie, I'm very surprised with this list. I'm surprised on a couple of different things. Carson Wentz being number 3. Let's just get that out of the way, all right? As excited as I am and as a diehard Eagles fan and I love supporting my boy the CW Carson Wentz, Aaron Rodgers being at 10 is a hard thing to look at with 3 to 10. And I know a couple episodes back I did the whole comparison of Aaron Rodgers and Carson Wentz because LaValle and I on the huddle had a very large disagreement on the two on a spectrum level. But, I mean, it's tough. That's a tough call. Again, do I think Carson Wentz is a better quarterback? No. Not yet. Not yet, Christopher. So, I definitely think, he completed more games. It's still a tough call. I would be okay with Carson Wentz being 9, personally. You know, just right before Aaron Rodgers, or even right before or right after. So, either 11 or 9, or move Aaron Rodgers up. I mean, come on now. Todd Gurley, I think that boy should have gotten a little more credit. I think he's going to be really explosive this year. I wouldn't be surprised if he's number 1. Julio Jones, I definitely think is a better wideout than Antonio Brown. Again, that's just my opinion. Von Miller, I thought was pretty quiet this season, but okay. And Tom Brady, number 1. You know, I get the whole aspect of it. It's voted by the other NFL players, the peers. It kind of bums me out because it just really shows to me that this is a big popularity contest. You know, I mean, yeah, Tom Brady is the GOAT. Everybody knows that. But him going number 1, I don't know. I'll point out that this is the only third time. No, I lie. This is the first time that someone has been ranked number 1. 3 times. Yeah, he was ranked in 2012, 2013. I don't have my notes in front of me because I'm professional like that. Voted number 1 in 2017, so last season, and now this year as well. Cam Newton had the number 1 for 2016. So, again, it's just very shocking to see this list come out and, you know, not really see as much controversy. I mean, It's tough. It's really tough to see this list come out and to sit back and go, yeah, I agree with that. Especially when you have so many other quarterbacks on the backfield. I'm not going to lie. I'm a little surprised that Nick Foles didn't get any type of recognition on the top 100 list at all. That to me is just, that's insanity. Okay, let's be real. I get he only played a handful of games. He was still a Super Bowl MVP. Hello, he won that game. And that's my rant. Make sure you subscribe to receive all the latest episodes from me. Thank you all for listening, taking the time to download and check out everything that we are doing here on the Sideline Network. Make sure you check out The Huddle, which will be available for download this Friday. This episode will be hosted by LaValle with Matthew Daniluk. I was unable to join on this week's episode, but I will be joining again for next Friday's download. Check out our Sideline Facebook page. Give us a like, give us a comment, and we would greatly appreciate it. Again, my name is Rich O, and this is Rich O's Rant. Thank you.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.